with your latest news. I'm Carson Lee Fuller. If you've got a trip planned to the Middle East, the UK Foreign Office is urging you to closely monitor the situation in the region before getting on a plane. The Foreign Office says it is working around the clock to respond to escalations in the region and support all British nationals affected. For Caymanians and British Overseas Territory citizens impacted in the region, they're being encouraged to keep up to date with developments through local media and follow the instructions of the local authorities. The UK is launching Register Your Presence for some countries in the region, starting with Bahrain, Israel, Palestine, Kuwait, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. The Cayman Islands Court of Appeal has refused Luisito Hernandez's application for leave to appeal both his conviction and sentencing for attempted murder. Here's Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks.
Hernandez is serving 21 years at HMP Northward for attempting to murder another man. Hernandez appealed on two grounds, arguing first that the trial judge failed to give the jury sufficient direction. The Court of Appeal rejected that claim, finding the judge's instructions were appropriate and properly tailored to the specifics of the case. His second argument, that the judge did not adequately distinguish between identification and recognition evidence, was also dismissed. The three-member panel described the point as wholly unarguable. In a brief five-page judgment, the Court of Appeal concluded the application had no merit and refused the leave to appeal. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
Police are investigating an early morning holdup. Just after 4 a.m. on Sunday, officers were sent to a robbery at a convenience store on Mary Street after a call that a masked man armed with what appeared to be a handgun stole money and then ran off towards Shedden Road. No shots or injuries were reported. Chief Meteorologist Kerry Powery is presenting regional meteorological infrastructure updates at the WMO's Regional Association No. 4. He's highlighting progress in observation systems, satellite data access, and forecasting technologies. As chair of the Infrastructure Committee, he outlined 2026 priorities, including expanded training and enhanced marine forecasting. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carson Lee Fuller.
BBC News with Jane Steele. The US and Israeli campaign against Iran is having ever greater consequences across the Gulf. Further retaliatory Iranian strikes have been reported in Doha, Dubai, Manama, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia on Monday. One of the kingdom's biggest oil refineries has been targeted. It comes as Israel and the United States continue to pummel Tehran. The US military says three of its warplanes have been mistakenly shot down by Kuwait. All six crew members ejected and have been recovered. Attacks on shipping and the closure of the Strait of Hormuz have sparked sharp rises in the prices of oil and gas. After three attacks on vessels on Sunday, two more have been reported today. The Iranian Red Crescent says more than 550 people have been killed in the US and Israeli attacks so far. It's not clear whether that figure includes members of the security forces. Meanwhile, the UN's nuclear watchdog has been meeting in Austria to discuss the conflict. Its chief, Rafael Grossi, said that there had been no indication of a radiological release from Iran's nuclear sites. In other news, the authorities in South Sudan say more than 120 people were killed in fighting there on Sunday. The UN has warned the country is at risk of sliding back into full-scale civil war. Nepal's caretaker Prime Minister Sushila Karki has called for peace and harmony ahead of parliamentary elections on Thursday. Voters will be electing a new government to replace the interim administration in charge since violent anti-corruption protests toppled the previous government last year. A long-lost painting by the Dutch master Rembrandt has been traced and authenticated by the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam. The whereabouts of the work, entitled Visions of Zacharias in the Temple, have been unknown for 65 years. Researchers used advanced scanning technology and stylistic analysis to authenticate it. BBC News.